Cream soda fade, go down, still dreaming. They hate on me, I don't know the reason. Finna wake them all up, cause I know they sleeping. I'm wide awake, but shit, I'm still dreaming.
Cream soda
fade, go down, still dreaming. They hate on me, I don't know the reason. Finna wake them all up, cause I know they sleeping. I'm wide awake, but shit, I'm still dreaming.
Motherfuckers, we live iTub show.
Oh,
episode 8 with the one and only.
It's your boy Twiz. We live in this now.
Chase,
god damn it, it's been too long.
Been yeah,
we're gone for a week, but we back.
Yeah,
we back live. Yeah.
What?
Yes, sir.
You know why were we gone for a week, fam?
Bro, life.
Yeah, you don't say.
Life just comes at you, bro.
Say you don't even want to talk about your local situation.
There's no situation, bro. Life is life.
Life is life. I like that. Fair enough.
But we back now.
Right.
We
right.
Live again. Live and direct.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
It's been some time still. It's been a long time, but. You know, iTub Show episode 8. Just here to talk some shit with my dog Twiz as usual. You know what I mean? Nothing too special, but it's kind of special at the same time. So, you know, I hope y'all feel me on that one. But yeah.
But yeah, every time's a special time.
Trust me.
But yeah.
This week, I don't know. We don't really have anything to, like, we didn't plan anything to talk about as usual kind of thing. We just kind of said, like, okay, we have small talking points. Twiz apparently has another story. Apparently it's a local story. So I'm going to let him get into that a little bit later. Me, I don't know, bro. I've just been cooling, like, just been on my grind shit, like, with Violent. Shows just popping up and shit. Oh, damn. Yeah, I got to plug this right now then. Like, yo, so... February 21st is my birthday or whatever. And
yep.
That weekend, I'm having the party. So February 23rd and 24th. But the 24th is at midpoint, and that's what I'm doing. Like, my, like, all the fam and all the gang should pull up to that one, like, 100%. You know what I mean? It's like the intimate one. It's going to be like, obviously in the smaller venue, so I want the man them and the gal them to come through and, like, pack it up, and, like, bottles would be on cheaper prices, like Hennessy for, like, 180 or 160 or some shit like that. Everything else is like 120, so all the premium is like 170, all the, like, regular shit is like 120, 130. Like, Jameson I think is like 120 for a bottle, so, like, bro, that's light. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty light.
That's, yeah, that's, that's nice. That's a nice little setup you got going on.
Violent.
It's ultra light, you know what I'm saying? And that's how Violent does it. So we're doing it like that for my birthday. And y'all got to pull up on that. This Sunday that just passed, so the 28th, I released a mix, SL Part 2. For those who don't know what SL stands for, because niggas keep asking me, and these shorties keep asking me, what does SL stand for? And it stands for Say Less.
How did you not know that already?
I don't know, bro. But it stands for Say Less, and it's because the whole premise of that whole mix is... Because I need to explain this for people, because a lot of people don't understand, like, what that mix is about and the kind of premise behind it. So it's basically... It's like each one is a conversation between a man and a woman. So all the songs where you hear, like, a woman speaking, and the times you hear a man speaking in the songs, it's just, like, that's what it is. It's that conversation... It plays out a scenario. I like to do my mixes in, like, almost like a story way. So everything is like a story. It builds up. It has the climax, and then it finishes. Pause. But, yeah. So that's the premise of that. The first one was, like, an argument back and forth or whatever. And then the second one, it's just, it is what it is on that one. And, like, you'll be able to pick it up, I guess. I just kind of threw that one together, but... Say Less Part 2 is out there. And then that marked 52 weeks of Violent Sunday. So we've officially done a year of exclusives every single Sunday. And that's from just our artists and stuff. Like, our mans have just put out a single every single Sunday for a whole year now. So next week, Sunday, we're releasing the Violent Tape, Violent Compilation Tape 1. Still deciding on the name or whatever. But it's a compilation tape of all of the singles and things that were released throughout the 52 weeks. And a few new gems here and there from some of the artists on Violent Records. So yeah, that was that. That's my little plugs and shit. I guess that's what's been going on for me. But it's been going on for you, cuz.
You already know, man. My birthday just passed. So, man, we're living it up. Working.
True.
Trying to get this YouTube thing right, fam.
Word. Hold up. Yeah, your birthday just passed. That's the day I wanted to do the motherfucking podcast around then. Not a lot.
Yeah, last
Monday.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the fucking podcast on your birthday. No wonder we didn't do the podcast.
Life, fam. Life. Life just comes at Life you, fam. Life came through, fam.
That's how it goes. Violent.
Violent. That's how it is sometimes, man.
Trust me.
You know.
So, yo, how's the birthday,
man? Back in school, bro.
Oh, you're back in school, cuz?
Yeah, man, we're back in school.
That's kind of sus.
New semester, da-da-da. Sus thing.
It's kind of sus, but at least you get to finish it soon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, final push, bro. Hashtag final push.
Ride with the kid. That's ill.
Ride with the kid, bro. My birthday was nice, man. It's a Monday, so you're not really doing nothing crazy on a Monday, but...
Word, that's real.
Right. The people in my life made it special for the kids, so that was cool.
Okay. I like the way you're speaking.
Yeah, but you already know what it is. We on a Say Less team.
Mm-hmm. So. SLSO. But YouTube, speak on that now. Because I guess you are so cryptic about everything in life. So it's like, I might need a third person on this fucking podcast who is like more open. Because when I'm around you, I'm kind of cryptic the same way. But like, yeah, I don't know, bro. Oh, before you get to the YouTube shit.
Yes, sir.
Commentary on the last podcast, right? Like, I got feedback from a lot of people about the last podcast. If you guys haven't listened to episode 7. You gotta go listen to episode 7 because the story that this nigga put out there was pretty wild. I put out a similar story. It was kind of, I don't know, less like similar, same wild story. I don't know, whatever, right? But people, bro, people keep gravitating towards your story, fam. And they're just like, yo, how the fuck is everyone holding it down on that one? And I was like, what do you mean? And mans are just like, yo, I could never get away with that, blah, 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 this and that, right? And shorties are just trying to tell me that, yo, you two are on a real one. Because they're just like, oh, my God, I can never do that, blah, 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 this and that. Da, da, da. And I'm just trying to tell people, I'm like, yo, do you understand that, like, yo, I went through the same thing and I was still with shorty?
No, hold up. Explain this to me properly, bro. What are they saying exactly?
Bro, people are trying to say that, yo, they're like putting you guys as goals almost, but at the same time they're like, I don't know if I could do that, blah blah, seeing another person on blah blah. And like, yo, it just made me like, this is what I'm trying to get to, like, it made me realize how everybody fucking takes all this relationship shit and all this stuff now and social media and everything and this and that, like how trash things have become. Okay,
fam. What's up? We are goals. Let me just get that out there. Yeah, we're fucking goals.
Oh, I didn't deny that.
But, yo, on a separate note, how are people not taking in that it was years past?
This is what I'm trying to get to. I get, hold up. You don't even have to offend it. Don't even offend it. Because this is what I'm trying to get at. Because I have to address this. Because I even just talked to people about, like, similar people about this before. Like, just the other day and days before and all this kind of stuff about relationships and how I take them kind of things. You know what I mean? Bro, when people are telling me that, oh, I don't know if I could see this and blah, 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 it'd be over, da, da, da. And I was like, what? And shorties in the same breath, the same shorties and the same niggas would be like this. Because I flipped it on reverse for niggas. You know what I mean? When niggas was just like, ah, blah, 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 this and that. I flipped it on them. I'm like, yo, so your shorty has that on her computer. What are you doing? They're like, ah, you are out, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, y'all are corny, fam. Y'all are clowning. Because I was just like, bro, so you're telling me that you just dash away everything for no fucking reason. For something that's been on, like, that everybody's done. Okay? People love to play the saint role. People are acting like, yo, I had shorties acting like they never sent a nude in their life.
Time it wasn't even nudes is what matters.
This is what I'm trying to say. This is what I'm trying to say. And I'm like, yo, this is what I was trying to tell shorty. I'm like, yo, you're telling me you've never sent pictures to a nigga? And they're like, oh, blah, blah, blah. No. I'm just like, so what about the ones I got? You get me? What happened the times that you were trying to holler at your boy, that's your current man right now, and you were sending me pics while you was on his dick? Yeah, you know I'm saying, like, this is the type of shit that I'm looking at. I'm like, yo, people in these relationships, bro, they're not serious, fam. A lot of people don't want a real relationship. A lot of people don't want to sit down and be like, yo, I don't fuck with this, so don't let it happen again. And then have the other person be like, you know what? You're right. Or come to a similar agreement. You see what I'm saying? Like, yo, to y'all, that was a situation that, like, you guys went through. I don't know if you're still going through it or whatever. But, like, yo, it seems dead. You know what I mean? I went through the same thing and it didn't kill my fucking relationship. You know what I mean? But I'm trying to say that people right now, y'all relationships, you don't want them. I could tell you guys don't want them. Because you guys are doing this for goals and fucking Instagram and all that kind of extra shit. Like, that's what that is. When something so small and something so light can damage everything. It's not like my man was out there. Like, yo, I really had to ask people. I'm just like, did you guys really listen to the podcast? Did you guys really listen to the podcast? The man said 2013. What year are we in? 2018, my nigga.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then they're just like, oh, but it's still this and it's still that and blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, yo, y'all don't want a relationship because you'd leave. You're really trying to tell me, like, this is under the premise of, like, yo, you'd leave your man that you've been with already for something that you've seen on the computer that you know he doesn't touch. And it's from years and years and years back. And they're just like, yeah, blah, 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 this and that. And I'm just like, all right, cool. So now your man finds photos and texts and convos and all this kind of shit about maybe some other dude in your phone and shit. What are you saying to him? And they're just like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Same breath. It wouldn't be a big deal. I just explained it.
Yo, you know what, man? I had nothing to say on that shit.
Bro, why did I stop talking?
I got nothing to say on that, man.
Bro, y'all need to fix the fuck up. Y'all niggas don't want your motherfucking relationships, and y'all don't even get to know your motherfucking partners. I'm gonna tell y'all straight like that. A lot of y'all niggas and y'all bitches don't even get to know your motherfucking partners before y'all rush into a motherfucking relationship, end up being in a relationship, having to deal with a whole bunch of shit, thinking you're obligated to deal with it. Thinking that you have to deal with it just because you got into a relationship now. Nah, when you should have been checking about who the fuck you were getting into a relationship with beforehand and understanding the shit that you were doing beforehand. Because that would make it a lot easier for a lot of you people out there. Because the shit I was hearing after that, I was like, man, y'all don't want nothing.
That is funny, bro. That reminds me of, what's that, that 50 Cent song, bro? 21 Questions.
Crazy.
Oh, man, what's the lyric, bro? Something about if you was with another chick and you see me.
Oh, okay, yeah, like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know the line you're talking about.
And I said it wasn't me. Would you believe me or up and leave me? the 50s. I said, "Real, nah." And it wasn't even that bad either.
Bro, it wasn't like, that's what I was trying to point out. I'm like, yo, y'all are fucking wildin', bro. Y'all are wildin'.
There's a picture from 2013, and it's not even news. Like, bro, you can see worse on Instagram today.
Dog, yo, like, I didn't even want to go there, eh? I didn't want to go there, fam. I didn't even want to go there because people always tell me I hate on Instagram hoes and I hate on Instagram niggas and shit. Like, bro, y'all are the funniest of the bunch. Y'all out there with the hella opinions and shit, because in the same breath of like, yo, let me do what I want with my body, it's, you can't do that.
Man's not even body shaming, bro.
Bro, and that's what I'm trying to say. Like, yo, shorties on IG are out there showing everything. Niggas too. Don't get it twisted. You niggas is weird. You guys are weirder than the shorties who do this. At least with the shorties, I can understand that, yo, they've been groomed by the media to do this, to show skin out and all them kind of things on Instagram, magazines, models, all that kind of shit. Everything in the media just got thinner and thinner and thinner. Less clothes, sex appeal wins. We all know this. You know what I mean? But you niggas that turned into Instagram bitches, god damn, I pray for y'all. That's all I have to say.
Oh, man. This is the first time we even talked about that conversation, so it's good to know that there was some feedback on the story.
Oh, bro, people wanted to tune in on that. Like, people were I'm glad it was discussion post. It was probably our first podcast that we actually had serious discussion about, and I think partly due to part that we put on SoundCloud.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I think it was a little bit more visible than just having it on Anchor and iTunes and shit. So.
Yeah.
But it was lit, bro. It was pretty ill, like, yeah.
Shout out to everyone for listening. Y'all already know what it is,
yeah,
man.
Y'all got to go listen to episode 7, come back to episode 8, and realize and understand what I'm talking about, and then we going to go further with episode 9 on probably some new shit. And, yeah, shout out to all the people who are newly tuning into the iTub show and shit. Shout out to all the old listeners and stuff. We here now. You know what I'm saying?
DJ iTub.
That's right.
And to anyone that thinks anything that I don't agree with, I don't give a fuck.
That's the point of this. It's just discussion pokes. Like, bro, I had to, like, yo, I've explained for to real, people bro. About the about my podcast and shit. Is like, yo, whatever I say on this podcast, I'm cool with. I don't care if y'all are not cool with. I don't care if anybody else is not cool with. Like, yo, and don't, yo, for the people that I've explained this to, do not take this in an offensive way. I don't mean that to you guys, because you guys obviously know the conversations we've had about this podcast. For the people I've had the conversations with where it's just like, yo, you don't fuck with me because of the podcast or whatever, like, you don't fuck with me being so open or some shit, like, you guys know what it is. You guys can still suck my dick, because I've told you that in person too. But yeah, anyways, whatever I say in this podcast, bro, I'm like cool with, like, I'm settled terms with, I'm fine with, I don't really care. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas just be talking on this. This is discussion posted. I obviously wouldn't be putting my life out there and in an open platform if I didn't understand what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, there's just that. Anything about this podcast, yo, raunchy, fucking super talking point, debate point, it's controversial, anything. Mans know what they're doing. Never get that twisted. And for the niggas, when we're on like episode 100 and then you finally find episode 8 again and you're just like, yo, oh, he been said he doesn't give a fuck and he been said whatever he says on this is calculated. Y'all understand. I think the same goes for Twist.
Like that. Bruh, I already said that. This guy went into extra detail. I already said that, man.
Say less, I guess, huh?
Less is more, you know what they say.
Correct. So, yo, fam, get into this story because we have a little, we have a couple topics to talk about now that I thought about it. Fucking, they cloning motherfucking primates and monkeys and shit. Culture 2 drop, that's a big talking point. The Grammys just happened last night, so you know what I mean? That's another talking point. And yeah, and your story, fam, what do you want to get into first?
Yeah, let me just get this story out of the way, because I know I shouldn't have told you nothing, because here you are overblowing shit, as usual.
How?
Because, like, it's not even a discussion point.
But who said that this was going to be a discussion point? I just said you have a story. Yeah. We could get into Grammys first. Yeah. We can get into all of that.
Yo, you know what? I didn't even watch the Grammys.
I didn't watch the Grammys either, but, like, yo... Kendrick won the Grammy, so I know he won Best Rap Album over Jay-Z, but because they gave Jay the Lifetime Award or whatever. So that's kind of crazy.
Which part is crazy?
The fact that Kendrick won with Damn over 444. What do you think? What do you think? Do you, which album do you like most?
I like Kendrick's album
more. Really?
Than 444. Yeah. I could still bump Damn today if I wanted to. Damn's a damn good album, bro.
Yeah, I can't say it's not. But I don't know. I don't know. I might have to go again and listen to them back and forth again. Because I did that after. I did that last night. You know what I mean? And I was like, damn, bro. I really like Jay-Z's album, though. Like, I think I like it more than Kendrick's album. Noting that, like... Jay is one of the people that is the reason why we have a Kendrick today. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So there's that, but it was just like, so, like, when I listen to Damn, like, I hear those notes. I hear those influences and shit. You know what I mean? But I obviously hear Kendrick himself, too. But, like, to have two introspective albums, even though Kendrick's was more a political introspective and it shows, it shed light on the culture and everything in our people. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jay's was a more introspective album, and he was also talking about similar notes. You know what I mean? He hit similar talking points, so it was just like, I don't know, man. I was like, I don't know. I think I like Jay-Z's album like this because we've never heard Jay do this. You know what I mean? Like, we've never heard Jay talk about himself in a vulnerable state.
Yeah, well, I'm just going based on what I would listen to more, to be honest. And I could still bump Kendrick's album that came out, it feels like almost a year ago that shit dropped. Probably not like 10 months or whatever, but
it was almost.
I could still listen to that, like, and I'll put it on in the car or whatever. But, like, with Jay-Z, it's just like, it's one of those, like, I have to have, like, that kind of day where I'm trying to listen to that album.
Really? That's how I feel about Kendrick's.
Yeah, so we're opposite on that. I could bump Kendrick's album right now.
Like, I could listen to Humble and all that kind of stuff, but, like, yo.
I don't even really like Humble.
Like, but I don't know. There's some tracks on there that I can't just bump. Like, I just cannot sit through that whole album without knowing that I'm going to sit through that album. Jay's album, I can put on in the background and it'll just run. And I won't even flinch. I don't know, but usually they say it's because they were giving Jay-Z the Lifetime Award, so they're not going to give him both. Which makes sense. They're not trying to give us both. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, Grammy's kind of lit. I think Cardi B got one.
You think you know, bro. I'm not trying to spread no false facts here. Fake news.
No, because there's also, like, the Grammys they didn't show on the TV. Like, they don't show during the show. You know what I mean? Like, best reggae album went to Damian Marley, but they didn't show it.
Yeah, I didn't watch, so I don't even know. So I'm just going to take your word on
that. Yeah, there was hella Grammy winners and shit. Like, hella mans. Who didn't have, like, I don't know if they walked on the stage during commercial breaks. You know what I mean? But Yeah. Yo, one of the funniest things from the Grammys though was fucking Cardi B, Hillary Clinton, and I think like DJ Khaled and Snoop Dogg, they read pieces out of fucking Trump's latest book or whatever, Fire and Fury. And Cardi B was like, "Oh, bro, it's so funny." She was reading like how if he wasn't at 6:30 eating dinner with Steve Bannon, he'd be in his bed with a fucking cheeseburger. And she made the funniest fucking sound, bro. And she's like, "He lives like this." She's like, she was shocked. She's like, "Oh my God, like he really lives like this?" Like she's asking the crew, like, "He does this? A cheeseburger?" Oh, bro. That's just funny. How you in bed by 6:30 with a fucking cheeseburger, my nigga? If you're not eating a dinner made in the White House, you're president of the United States, my nigga. If you're
Yeah, I don't even know what to say on that,
Bro,
man.
if you're not eating dinner in the White House or wherever the fuck you are at the table where niggas is cooking you like all types of three course whatever meals and shit, this nigga's in bed with a cheeseburger? I don't know if that's gangster or not. Like,
I don't even know what to say.
bro, I don't know if that's hood or not though. Like. I actually don't know if that's G or I can't tell if that's G or not. The fact that you president of the motherfucking United States and you in bed by 6:30 with a cheeseburger? Nigga, don't you have shit to do? Like, bro,
Yes, not.
like my nigga. That's not
I must get
crazy.
the job done before then. You must get the job done before then.
Bro, that's crazy. That's crazy. You in bed watching Netflix and Fox News with a cheeseburger at 6:30, and you're president of the quote unquote free world? That's nuts, bro.
Yeah, shout out to not that guy,
Nah, we can't even. Nah, hell no, nah, bro. Not even the slightest. I just don't know if that's G or not. There's niggas who are G, and you don't have to like them, but you know there's some G in them. But like, I don't know if that's G or not because he's been doing a lot of G shit that if you were on his side, you'd be like, ah, that's a real nigga. You know what I
the
mean?
man doesn't care, so like.
Yeah.
If that's what you consider G, then okay.
Like I consider that somewhat a bit G. Like even though he's a op, he's a op. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, he's a op. But like, yo, the man literally just walked in the White House and said, "Yo, fuck all the shit that y'all be talking about and all the little soft stuff that y'all be talking about. We doing it this way." And niggas can't say nothing to him. Like it's kind of nuts. It's like he's tricking everybody in the United States, man. Like he's everybody in the United States pimp right now, whether you like it or not. He's either slapping you up or he's giving you a block. Like, that's kind of crazy. And this is a nigga who don't give a fuck. A nigga who's,
That was probably surprising himself
bro,
too.
the fact that he is hiring his own gang niggas, like, that's some shit. That's some hood nigga shit. Like, yo, a hood nigga going to the White House and putting all his hood niggas that used to trap with him in the White House in high positions, even though he knows these niggas don't know shit about nothing. It's kind of G. He's a op, but it's kind of G.
Yeah, that's how you fuck up the place, though. You're asking for failure when you do shit like that.
Bro, of course. Of course. You know what I mean? If you're not there to command it and be like, yo, these niggas don't know nothing right now, but I could teach them versus not teaching them, like, yo, you're fucking up the plate. You know what I mean? But, like, bro, dog, if I could be president of the United States in bed with a bowl of, like, curry goat and tang, bro, by 6:30 in bed watching Netflix, and I know niggas is really out there dying and starving for the country, like, that's kind of G.
Fine. That's one man's opinion.
Yeah, he's a op. He's definitely a op, but if you're on his side, that nigga's kind of winning for you. I guess. Even though he really doesn't give a fuck about you unless you're not rich. But anyways,
not only cares about himself.
Yeah. Yeah. He don't even give a fuck about his wife. Bro, that's the same nigga that wants to... Nah, he's not G still. He wants to fuck his daughter. That's crazy. I take all that shit back. I just remember that shit. Oh, that nigga is dirt.
That's enough talk on this
guy. Correct. So, Culture 2, what about that?
Culture 2, man. Violent. So, I'm going to be honest. I never even listened to the whole thing straight through. Mm-hmm. I have probably listened to it all. Because I pick up where I left off. But, yo, it's... It's culture, bro. This is what I come to expect from the Migos now, B.
Yeah. You're right.
Like, there's nothing shocking on there. There's tracks that bang. There's a few that is just like, all right, like, you know.
There's no Bad and Bougie, though, like people are expecting. There's no Bad and Bougie 2 kind of thing. You know what I mean? There's not the... Right now, I don't... But that's the thing. Bad and Bougie came and... It was in the summer before it really took off during closer to the winter. Because it was out a whole summer before it took off. So I don't know. Right now I don't know. But when I heard Bad and Bougie the first time, I was like, dog, this track is the one.
Honestly, man, it's hard to repeat those ones though.
Yeah, like, this broke that track broke them into like the crossover Grammy crowd, like.
Yeah, I got all the, like, the, who are those, like, white country girls that want to sing with them and shit. Like.
Bro, that shit's crazy. That shit's super crazy, the fact that, man, the man them really, really took that one off. No pun intended.
Yeah, man. Honestly, for me, I need to listen to it more, because it's, like, It's a long album.
Yeah, I've listened to it front to back. There's the songs I like. There's the stuff that I'm gonna listen to here and there. There's the stuff I'm definitely gonna DJ in the club and shit. But it's like, you're right, it's culture now. It's like, I've expected this from the Migos. This is what I expect from the Migos. It's not bad, and it's good, but it's not, you know, like, it's not,
they're not winning a Grammy on this.
Bro, it's not Culture 1. Culture 1 gripped everybody in the game. You know what I mean? Like, that had everybody. I think we've just seen so much from the Migos and now the Cardi B situation. It's like, there's just so much. Bro, I tried to go, like, I'm thinking about doing a Culture Night at Midpoint this Friday, right? Like, because, like I said, the songs are really, like, the songs are good and shit. It's just, like, you're not gonna come to expect fucking the new Bad and Bougie to be on there or whatever. But, like, I was taking in how much fucking Migos songs I had just from 2017. Like, Offset has a whole tape. Huncho Jack is a whole tape.
It's wild.
Like, I'm trying to even pick the best songs from that year, because fucking we had Culture 1, we had fucking the Quality Control tape. There's enough bangers on that one too that niggas just totally looked over,
because that was another long tape.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying, bro? The amount of music these niggas have out, like, there are songs that I just heard off the Quality Control tape thinking they were on Culture 2 because it continued on Spotify. And I was like, damn, bro, this is a whole different album.
Yeah. It's they flooded it, bro.
Dog. So I can't even.
They're gonna have to take a step back eventually too, kinda like what Drake did.
Bro.
Because, like, he flooded the market for years, and then,
but
like,
that's,
you know,
the thing. He didn't flood it. He didn't flood it. He did it one a year. You know what I mean? He did it one a year, and all the things that always went platinum and all the kind of stuff really quick were his features, bro. He bodies every feature he was ever on.
You could flood the market by putting out features on the tape a year.
But at this, but I'm saying, like, yo, it was super selective. Whereas you know the singles and the tracks that Drake was releasing, all of them per year. You can, you know each song. You know what I'm saying? Like, when somebody mentions The Zone, We'll Be Fine, all that kind of shit, you know exactly what it is. You say Versace, you know what it is. You know what I mean? Any one of those songs that went to the Hot 100, anything like that, his whole albums, and all the, like, damn near, unless it came out in another country in a different language, you know which feature he was on and which song it was. Every one of them. I don't know every one of the Migos songs. And that's a key difference between the two.
Yeah, because they're not on his level.
But fam, it's, there's, that's the thing. They could be. And they are in a sense. Because obviously Drake has surpassed a certain level now. But they've just breached that. Where when Drake breached that thing with, like, because it wasn't even, he didn't even get to breach it until fucking Takeover, Take Care. We liked him over here in Canada and shit, and like, he was cool certain places, New York or whatever, UK was fucking with him. But like, the majority of America wasn't. They were calling him that singing nigga. Remember all the clowning they used to do on it?
They still do clowning on him, bro.
Right, but it's significantly died down since the Meek Mill beef. So it's like, you could tell everyone, like, people have gone back in the catalog, all that kind of shit. You know, like, Best I Ever Had till now. All of that. And they breached now since, like, that the same way. But their breach, I don't know if they're flooding it too much. Like, if they're releasing too much music.
They remind me, they do what, like, Future does. Because Future did the same thing. He super flooded it too.
But you remember most of those songs.
Like, yo, he dropped two albums back to back. And 1 week the next week.
And that's when he started dying down too. Even in the public light. And that's where I was just like thinking that, okay, Future now knows he's probably starting to release too much music. And then he stopped.
Yeah, because you can over flood
it. Right. And I don't think the Migos know that. I don't think QC knows that. Right. I think they know that. But I don't think QC wants to do that.
Oh, yeah. Well,
which is fucked because they...
I'm not trying to...
I don't know, bro.
I'm not trying to guess Matt's business moves or anything like that.
They, but, nah, you know? This is something that they've even said in interviews. Fucking, like, Coach K has said... Not Coach K. Their direct manager or whatever has said that, yo, there's never enough Migos music. But I'm like, you know what I mean? So that shows me the premise of what they're trying to do. But, like, bro, I don't think QC, the whole label, really cares.
It's also different, though, because you're comparing them to solo artists and their group. Obviously, they have their own little 1-2 here and there where they venture off. But, like, with the albums and stuff, it's the three of them.
But it's still a lot, bro, in my mind.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. So, like, it almost seems like it's more.
Not in that sense, because I know Takeoff isn't doing that, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that I have to, like, wait to hear Takeoff.
So one out of the three.
Right, but I appreciated that about all three of them before. Bro, I think somebody's, like, shoveling or something outside, and I can fucking hear it. It's trash. Was it snowing today on your ends or what?
No snow.
Oh, say word. But yeah, that's culture talk or whatever. Fuck all that. Do you want to talk about the clones or you want to get into your shit first?
What clones, bro?
Okay, so you want to get into the clones, eh?
Nah, because, yo, I'm like, yo, when I was young and the doctors wanted to take my blood or whatever, I'm like, yo, don't be making no clones of me. And I just always had that in the back.
Oh,
of my
nigga,
head,
they have our stem cells since we were birthed, unless your parents were able to sign
that's
for them.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
they have that. They can clone every one of us.
So I'm not even trying to hear nothing about clones.
Bro, they fucking, you know, okay, the same scientist that, you know how we had that goat that was cloned that one day? The sheep or the
yo,
goat?
Just keep talking.
Okay, so back in the day, like way back in the day, it was in our science textbooks and shit. They cloned a goat. They successfully cloned a goat. Okay? And now these niggas have broken a barrier, as they want to call it, in they cloned primates. So they cloned two fucking monkeys.
Okay.
So I don't know if you can tell the depth of that, but they say primates are the closest to humans.
Yeah. Also, have these guys never watched Planet of the Apes?
Oh, my nigga. I don't even...
Like, you really want to mess with those guys, man. Those guys...
They have thumbs, nigga, like, on their feet.
Yo, you make them smart enough, they can take over the world because they're stronger than us, man.
Once the monkeys start teaching the gorillas and shit how to speak English, it's a wrap.
Yo, they don't even have to speak English, bro. They can speak their own language, but as long as they know what everything's going on is, then it's a wrap.
True. Yeah, so they clone fucking monkeys, and then we're all gonna die soon because they're gonna start cloning humans and shit. This is like one step closer to fucking cloning humans. And, yeah, shit's kind of nuts, bro. They really fucking clone two monkeys and, like, they're, like, active. They're not deformed. All that kind of shit. Like, they're fine right now and kind of healthy or something. So, yeah.
Yo, that reminds me of, there's a movie, B. Like,
Which one?
There's, like, famous people or people with money. They have their clones on some island, and their clones are just living life on the island. Like, they don't know what the heck is going on. And then once every now and then, there's some, like, draw or some prize or whatever they think, and they're going to, like, I don't know where they think they're going, but it's supposedly a good thing. But really, whenever they go there, it's just because you're a celebrity or a person with money need something from your body, and they'll just take it from you or some shit. Like, that's what it reminds me of. That shit crazy.
To just harvest the organs and shit, eh?
Yeah, they just harvest the shit, and then I don't know if
that's what they're doing this shit for, bro. That's what they're saying the clone here is for.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, it's some crazy shit. But then when you clone someone, like, then they have like feelings and shit too, and then it gets all complicated. Like, they think it's just a body, but there's like more to the body. I don't know if there's a soul. I don't know what meant. Yo, it's some fucked up shit that I wouldn't want to be tinkering
yeah,
with.
Yeah, it's
if it's my time. It's my time, bro.
It's kind of crazy because yo, and then like with all that being said, like that's where I was gonna go next with this shit. That this is deep. Like this is like this is fucked, bro. Because the clone shit, as much as it may have some benefits, like imagine now they're just trying to breed, like, emotionless body sacks,
like soldiers or something. That's some
this shit's next mad type of war shit. This shit's mad.
So they don't question your orders, they just do exactly that. Trump would love that shit. He would love
see how this guy circled shit back. Like, God damn.
Yeah, he's like, yo, these guys would do anything I tell them to. Okay. And he would love that shit.
Bro, it's so fucked up.
That's some sick shit.
Yeah, man. I don't even know. The clone shit fucked with me still. The clone shit is fucking with me. Like, yo.
Yeah.
And the one thing
I gave you that weird feeling.
Bro, the one thing I was talking about was like, yo, so I wonder how many of the failed clones they just had to like kill. Like, what's the other side of the research? Because we know there like if you successfully cloned one, there was unsuccessful attempts. And how weird did the unsuccessful attempts go? Did you breed one that was like fucking irate and like, you know what I mean? Like, could you imagine all the ones with deformities and like all the extra shit that comes with cloning that you can think of and everything like that? Like, what if you breed a super one? What if you breed one that's like just fucking trying to kill itself? And what if one kills the other one? Like, what? Like, how many of the failed experiments are they? And like, what did you do with them? What happened? What's all the research? That shit was.
Because you know there has to be something.
Bro, because if you don't successfully do something without failing, maybe. Like, there's the high possibility that you'll fail, especially within that kind of, like, realm of things. Chemistry and things and biology. Like, you could you're definitely going to have failures. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Look, skin grafts reject. People get fucking earrings and dermals and shit, and they reject out of their skin. So it's like you're going to have certain shit that didn't fucking work and certain shit that's on, like, you know, some other shit.
Yeah, like,
yeah, I don't know, bro. This podcast is fucking dark today.
It's a different one, bro.
This one's some real topic shit.
Show went sideways.
Bro, huh? I didn't even know. See, this is why I was just like, yo, maybe you should hit these notes before we get into the story. Nigga, we have clones, motherfucking sex robots, and all types of shit in our coming in our futures, bro.
Yeah, man's will soon not even need to have a girlfriend the way the world's going.
Bro, I don't know about all that. That's for those weirdos.
True, bro. Bro, there's billions of people out there, so. Oh,
bro, billions.
I'm sure there's tons of weirdos.
Yep. For every person that won't fuck a sex robot, there's two that will, in my mind.
Yeah. Or at least one.
Yeah. Like, if it's not one for one, it's two for one for sure. I'm leaning more towards
We all play games, but, like, you know, there's some games that, like, I'm not trying to fuck
bro, with. There's niggas out there that just cannot get pussy. Like, period. Period. Like, who just cannot. Who just cannot talk to a real woman, bro. And those are the ones. Like, we already have, like, do not get me twisted here. Because there's shorties out there who already have robots. Shorties been like had what? These things. So, yeah.
All right. So, my gym story.
That segue was hard.
My gym story. So,
go ahead.
Yeah. So, I go to the gym.
Yo, pause. Hold up. I'm gonna need a sound for you one day. I'm gonna need, now that we have the soundboard shit, I'm gonna need a sound for you when you start telling your stories, because your shit be fire, fam.
This one is just, it's whatever. So I go to jump my girl now. This is something that we're trying to get fit for the summertime. Trying to get right, you know what I mean? Wow.
That's corny.
So yo, whatever it takes to get her to the gym. So yeah, we've been going together.
That's gonna be, yo, she's gonna listen to that, and that line is gonna be so taken differently, fam.
And whatever it, okay, you're messing up my story,
go
bro.
Ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah, so, I guess she was talking to one of her friends at work about how she just started up at the gym, da 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 da, and then Tutu's, he tells me that this guy that she works with seen us at the gym when he was on this tour or whatever. And like, they talk all the time. Like, I hear stories about this guy and like their whole crew at work all the time.
Oh.
And then I'm just like, so like, he seen, like, why didn't he say like what up or whatever? And then she's just like, I don't know, like, I guess he was just intimidated by you or something. I'm just like, but what? Like, that's your friend. Like, I don't understand. And then, like, today, we're at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a couple hours ago.
And oh, this happened
she's
today?
Like, oh. She's like, oh, that's him. I'm looking at him. I didn't see him. Like, he went to the change room or whatever. And then we're on a different set of machines, and she's just like, oh, like, there he is again. And I turn around, he's gone. It's like, who is this ghost? I don't see nobody.
Weird.
And then finally, like, I guess, like, the second time where she's seen him, he acknowledged her, whatever, said whatever. I don't even know. But, like, I was right beside her. And then we're about to leave. I'm just like, yo, where is this guy? And then she's like, oh, he's right there on the treadmill. I just looking at this guy, and then, like, he looks at me, and then, like, he directly looks up at the TV.
Mm-mm.
I'm just like, what did I do? Like, I don't understand.
Why is he so shook?
Yeah, why is he moving like this? But, like you know, I'm just a guy. Fam.
Yeah.
I don't understand. So, like, yeah, like, I don't know how to feel about that. Getting some weird kind of vibes from this guy.
Oh, that's it?
That's it, bro. I feel there's nothing to the story.
Bro, I let off an air horn just now, so I didn't hear what you said. I thought it was the right air horn, but it wasn't the right air horn still. So it sounded so trash. Imagine hear that.
Yeah, bro, that's it, bro. I told you there's nothing crazy about the story. It's just a little story.
It's a little violent story.
I felt weird about. A little story I felt weird about. Like, why a man's moving shaky around the kid, I don't know.
Bro, that sounds odd still. It sounds odd. I don't know what's going on with that one.
Yeah.
I need to stop hitting. Like, I hit that air horn, like, 2 seconds ago, but, I need to stop doing
this. Someone take the sound effects away from the kids.
Nah, bro. Trust me. They heard you, though. They heard you. But fucking, I don't know, bro. Yeah, that's a little. That's, is he like the work husband?
Hey, man, he could be. I don't know.
Ask Shorty. Yo, we really got to get Jess on this podcast, because. Like.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know.
Like, one episode. We maybe next. Talk to her if she wants to come on the episode and explain this whole situation. Because it's not like, yo. Because I know the type of guy you are. And for everybody like who's listening, like, Tyler is one of the least insecure guys I've ever met in my life. So I just want to premise it with that. But. So saying he probably, like, I don't know. I don't want to put anything out in the air. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to be like, I don't like to think like that about people. You know what I'm saying? That, oh, somebody's like, maybe likes my shorty or whatever. Like, you can like my shorty if you want, but like. Like, like, I don't know what else to tell you, bro. Like, sure. Go ahead.
Man.
But, yeah.
I know she's quite pretty to look at.
You know what I'm saying? So. I don't know, bro. It looks like he sounds shook of you. That's what it sounds like. He sounds shook. So it looks like, I don't know, bro. It's because it's from work. So you can never, like, I never want to judge things too tough, but I never, if it's a work thing, I never lay back on it too much. Cause I understand niggas at work. I was a nigga at work. You know what I mean? I was a nigga in those kind of situations before man started their own company, and like, that's just never allowed. So, you know what I mean? But niggas at work hit on shorties at work. And sometimes just because they're bored.
Yeah, like, I guess you threw the day or whatever.
Yeah, I'm saying? And I don't like that whole, like, I don't know, bro. So there's certain things about it, but like, the fact that he can't even look at you in the eyes, bro.
Yeah, that was weird. I don't know.
Next time, go say hi.
But you know me, I don't even really care the business with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know. See? See?
I feel no way, like, either way. It's just, like, the way the man was moving was just fishy.
Yeah, he's moving kind of sus. He's moving kind of sus, though.
Like, you know, like, you see your friend, you go and you say what up to them.
Bro, honestly, the one thing, though, I know, I already know you know this, but, like, I'm just going to say it because it's podcast shit. So, it's just like, bro, more times, like, yo, if you like my shorty, like, yo, cool. Like, unless you make it a thing, like, yo, I'm going to kind of press you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to press you unless you make it a thing or whatever. So, yeah, but, like, I don't know. I'm a little bit different. I'm a little bit more, like, you're more reserved and you just don't play with all that. You know what I mean? I'm a little bit more, like, arrogant with that shit. So sometimes, like, I make shit awkward on purpose. Like, I remember with an ex shorty of mine, we had a fucking Denny's and fucking the nigga that's always in her comments and shit and all this kind of stuff was in the fucking Denny's looking mad scared of me, shook, couldn't even look at me in the face and shit. You know what I mean? But he's there, like, pre and shorty, like, doing the wave across the restaurant like I'm not there.
Yeah, I heard this story already.
Yeah.
And he's a waste man.
Waste man for that. But, yo, that's what I'm saying. Like, yo, all that shit don't even matter, bro. Because, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm not with shorty. And I doubt anything really happened. Because, like, those are the niggas that, like, shorty's literally passed time with, where it's just like, yeah, this is a cool guy, I guess, or something, where he's like, whatever, and it's just like, you know, girl, bro, girls waste guys' time more than ever. On purpose, and they know they're just bored. Like, I have shorties that are in my group chat that flirt with niggas on purpose, and then they come in the group chats, and they're like, oh my god, so-and-so is still talking to me. And I'm like, weren't you just flirting with him? And they're like, yeah, but it was only because I was bored. Like, that shit is crazy. So, I wouldn't pay too much mind to it.
That shit light, but we don't have to cut this podcast, yeah, because a man like me is about to lose my phone battery.
Oh, what percent are you at, my nigga?
A 3.
At 3%? Damn, you're crazy, bro. Yeah. Next time, charge up your damn phone. But I was going to say, yeah, we already had an hour anyway, so be blessed. But
Hey, don't tell me to charge up my phone. You start the podcast at the time man's agreed upon.
At 3, eh? Yeah, eh? You come, yo, bro, you can't say nothing to me. We missed the whole week.
Yo, I can say what the fuck I want.
My nigga, I asked you to do a podcast on Monday last week, eh?
Yeah, and I told you that was looking shaky.
Hey, fam. So say less, nigga. Come correct on both angles. That's all we have to say.
What? That is correct, fam. I told you it was looking shaky, but I never said a fucking time with you.
Oh, word, dude. Eh? That's how you want to get it? That's how you feel?
This is how we're finishing the podcast.
This is how we're finishing the podcast, eh? I'm looking for a damn song to finish it. And yeah, nigga, I'm still going to talk that shit. What it is.
You know what? I'm not even say that. Like, just find that song because, like.
Oh, man. Yeah, I found this song. So, yo, this one. Oh, that one cannot be played. Damn, that sucks. You know those ones? I don't think you know those ones because you don't have to deal with this on Tractor. But. Yeah. What percent is your phone at? Oh, plug your shit, bro. Plug your video, your new YouTube video shit. You didn't plug that yet.
Oh, yeah. You guys already know. Mixed reviews. We just dropped another BarkBox video as we promised. Because we subscribed to that. So you'll be getting at least one BarkBox video for the next... I guess 11 months. Once a month, you'll be getting one of those. We're also upping our videos. We'll be dropping more than just one a week. You type in Mixed Reviews and you'll find our channel. And don't forget to subscribe.
It's lit. All right, yo. This was the iTubbs Show. I'm iTubbs. That's Twiz. This is Moving On by Nick Racks.
Yes, sir.
And that was episode 8. We'll see y'all next week. Hopefully. Done though. DJ iTunes.
Moving on and I need to go. This safety folk can blow me while I'm blowing reefer smoke. Just how my ex girl used to go. Backwoods, I peel and roll. I pack the dough. Rock cones taken to the dome. That's just like when I answer phones. Moving on and I need to go. This safety folk can blow me while I'm blowing reefer smoke. Just how my ex girl used to go. Backwoods, I peel and roll. I pack the dough. Rock cones taken to the dome. That's just like when I answer phones. Moving on to bigger, better things. Large cheddar and expensive rings. I need that. Promise that'll start smoking backs when I cop that Maybach. 200 large, plot on foreign cars. I want the G-Wagon, money make it happen. 15 G's, so I gotta keep rapping. Go big or go home and I am not packing. Never stole nobody flow, I ain't into kidnapping. They love you when you up, don't hit you when you down. I didn't like my life, I had to get up out the background. Started making dope shit, now everything is sound. If you don't own it, racks, just search them on the cloud. Paid in full, so I'm about to mix this product. That hatin's bull, how you gonna break the conduct? About to be nobody who ain't really fond of us. And the real don't broadcast, so don't pay no mind to us. Moving on and I need to go. This ain't the folk can blow me while I'm blowing reefer smoke. Just how my ex-girl used to go. Backwoods, I peel and roll. I pack the dough. Rock cones taken to the dome. That's just like when I answer phones. Moving on and I need to go. This ain't the folk can blow me while I'm blowing reefer smoke. Just how my ex-girl used to go. Backwoods, I peel and roll. I pack the dough. Rock cones taken to the dome. That's just like when I answer phones.
Smoking weed every day, that's on my schedule. OG or the cookies, never smoking regular. I'm way ahead of them, I ain't never letting her. Got my backwards in my pocket, if you plotting, nigga, stop it. My brody got no problem if I tell that nigga pop it. He gon' do it for me, but we ain't come for no drama. Bad bitches looking when I'm swaggin', I can't stop em. Fake these hoes all proper, let them know it's no more options. Nudy jeans, pocket tee, I keep this shit so simple. Got a whole lot of game, I'm fucking with a mental. Tell me what you want, tell me what you really into. Hope you ain't like these other bitches that's on Insta. I got my own trees, if you got some, you should twist them. OO's hitting me, to be honest, I don't miss them. Nigga talking down, but I know why I don't feel it. I cut her off, she know I told her get up out of feelings.
DJ, 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 DJ